going to take road trips this summer, right? You're going to get out of the house. You're going to go somewhere. How about Wisconsin? From Travel Wisconsin, on the phone with us is Sarah Meany. Sarah, what is it with Wisconsin girls, no H on their name? My wife, Sarah McMurray, is from Wausau, Wisconsin.
Well, at least she knows how to spell her name correctly.
She is Sarah, no H. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well, thank you. It is a gorgeous day in Wisconsin. I hope you're enjoying similar weather in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, it's absolutely perfect. But this is the week, Sarah, where people are going to be traveling. They're going to be traveling out of state. And let's find out what's going on in Wisconsin.
I am happy to tell you all about it. I mean, it is my job, after all. What I can tell you is Wisconsin has fresh water in all directions, and we have cities and towns very different from those in Illinois, and they're coursing with character. We also have a lot of unique spins on food and drink, so there's a ton of things for people to explore on a road trip through Wisconsin. So I thought maybe we could start with a couple of hot spot words that people might think of when they think of Wisconsin. How about cheese? How about beer, especially craft beer, and potentially maybe some fantastic food that incorporates some of the other foods we're known for, like cranberries and some other things like that. So, I mean, you have to hit the road starting with some inspiration, right?
Right. Cheese and beer. You had me at cheese and
cheese
beer.
Cheese and beer. You might as well go to the place where you can get some of the best cheese in the world. So come on up to Wisconsin.
What do you suggest when people are driving from Chicago? Go up the Edens or go through Rockford? You tell me.
Well, you know, I mean, there are so many different options, but I think one of the more frequently traveled may be straight up and hit through Milwaukee and then head up into Door County. But I thought I would suggest an interesting itinerary that people might be a little bit less familiar with, and it might be a little bit less well-traveled as well. So if you were to come on up through Beloit, you can stay at a really cool place called the Ironworks Hotel. It's a luxury boutique hotel right on the Rock River in downtown Beloit. It's gorgeous. Great food right around there. Houston's Steak Joint is right there on premises, walking distance to a lot of other things. But then if you start there, you can just make your way slowly up through, and stopping in Jamesville.
Sarah, can I stop you?
Can I stop you
for a second? Because I lived in Rockford and Beloit. They've changed around that entire town. It looks fantastic.
And it does.
The Ironworks Hotel, it's just a beautiful boutique hotel, and it's transformed the entire town.
It has, and Beloit's a really, in fact, I think it might have even been Men's Health or Men's Journal magazine. I don't want to get it wrong. Recently talked about Beloit as being a really hot spot for, like, going kayaking and paddling. So Beloit really might be something for people to check out again if it's been a while. But it's also going to take you sort of more in a northwest direction coming out of Chicagoland.
Yep.
And as a result, you'll end up kind of checking out a couple of different types of places. You know, ultimately, if you head in the direction of Madison, there's some fun stops in between. There's a really interesting museum in Milton near Janesville. Milton House Museum, I think, is something interesting for a lot of people to consider. It actually was an 1844 stagecoach inn, and it was part of the Underground Railroad. And in fact, it's the last certified Underground Railroad station in Wisconsin that can actually be toured. Might be something people want to check out, and certainly a way to get educated on all the things we all need to be smart about.
Wow.
And then if you're heading out of there, out of Janesville and kind of the Milton area, if you head up toward Madison, I already mentioned cheese, but I'm going to ask you to stop at a place called Fromagination. So fromage, of course, being the French word for cheese, but Fromagination is an incredible specialty cheese shop right on Capitol Square in Madison. There's hundreds of different Wisconsin cheeses. So
spell
you can
that
pick
for
up
me.
Some snack cheese for the road.
Sarah, spell that for me again. How do you spell it?
As in F-R-O, imagination, almost like imagination, but it's fromagination, like fromage. Great spot, really knowledgeable folks at that place, and they'll help you stock up for some road trip snack cheese, because that's a thing, of course. And then also, you're going to be thirsty after eating all that cheese. Stop at Capital Brewery. They have an outdoor beer garden. It's just outside of Madison.
Been there.
They have some really great beers and some distinct IPAs.
Been there. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Their biggest seller is the Capital Amber, and they've been offering that since 1999. Now, here's a really cool, quirky spot that's up in the Baraboo area. Have you, Pete? Have you ever been to Dr. Evermore's Sculpture Park?
I have not. No, where is that
it's
located?
It's called Forevertron. It's actually just outside. It's in a town called New Freedom, but it's right near Baraboo.
Yep. Okay.
It is one of the coolest places I've certainly ever been. It was built in the 80s, and Dr. Evermore was basically a sculpture artist, and he used scrap metal to make massive, massive sculptures. And in fact, this particular sculpture and the sculpture garden around it, this sculpture is 50 feet high, 120 feet wide, and it weighs 300 tons. It is the largest scrap metal sculpture in the world. It almost looks like an alien, metal alien spaceship that landed in the middle of a field and surrounded by alien animals made of mostly farm scrap metal. It's a beautiful place. It's in a really great spot, not far from both Devil's Lake, which a lot of people know. In fact, that's the most frequently traveled state park in Wisconsin. Nearby is Mirror Lake State Park. It's less crowded, it's in Baraboo, and it is stunningly beautiful. It's named for exactly what it sounds like. Its water is so calm.
Really?
It looks like a mirror. Yeah. So you can get up to the top of the cliff, 50 feet high. There's a swimming beach. You can rent pontoon boats there, rowboat, stand-up paddleboard, those types of things. You can just really work up an appetite.
Well, Sarah, can we
for a great supper club?
can we go back to Madison for a second? Can
yeah.
I ask, is the terrace open or are they still closed right now? The terrace?
My understanding, as of the last time I looked, which is a few days ago, the terrace is open, but they are allowing people in by reservation.
Okay.
So that way they can control the volume of people and keep social distancing at a manageable level. But I would always recommend, as with anything else, calling ahead to anywhere you want to head along on your road trip, because things are changing pretty quickly, as we know, and the different policies and procedures for all these places, change a bit by the day. But it's worth the effort to call ahead and take it in. The terrace is one of my favorite spots, too. I'm a Badger, so I'm a Madison grad myself, and I studied, air quotes, spent a lot of hours studying
at the
Madison Terrace.
My wife is a UW graduate. She has two brothers that still live in Madison, and her sister lives in Wausau right now. But explain to people what the Terrace is, because that's one of the hidden secrets that people, if you're driving through Madison, you need to stop by, grab a brat and a beer.
Yeah, well, it is. It really is a beautiful place. So if you don't know Madison well, it is on an isthmus, and the university campus itself is located, a lot of it is located on Lake Mendota.
Yeah.
So the student union is right there on Lake Mendota, and it's this large, wide-open space. It's a patio, basically, where students and visitors and parents and residents go to do exactly that, to have a brat and a pitcher of beer, and sit outside and look at the beautiful lake and just take in the gorgeous scenery. It's one of the things about Madison that makes it an awesome place to live and a great place to go to school, but also a really good stop on a road trip.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And by the way, explain the love affair with the UW students and the chairs on the terrace.
You know, I think those chairs certainly evoke memories for all of us, right? They're very art form. You know, their design is iconic. And a lot of people, of course, associate those chairs with fun times and memories with their friends while they were students at Madison. And, of course, you know, it's one of those icons that people carry with them. And if it can't be Bucky on your shirt, you know, might as well have a chair on your own patio. So it's one of those things we all love. And they're cool and distinctive, certainly.
It's something that people need to experience. Sarah, I'm going to keep you on for a second. I need to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. And what's the website people can go and check out?
TravelWisconsin.com will give you all sorts of great ideas to get started planning.
All right, Sarah, hold on the line because we're going to talk Wisconsin Dells. We'll talk Monroe, Wisconsin, the Ishnala Supper Club, and more, okay?
Great.
On the phone with us, Sarah Meany from Travel Wisconsin. It's 720 WGS. Sarah Meany on the phone with us from Travel Wisconsin. If you're thinking about taking a road trip, you're going to want to listen up. And by the way, besides having family in Madison and Wausau, I have two nieces in Milwaukee, and I think we're going to hit Milwaukee in the next few weeks, too.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know, the weather doesn't get much better in Milwaukee than it does this time of year. So, and I am a Milwaukee native and resident, in fact. So I'll wave as you arrive, okay?
I don't think Milwaukee gets enough credit for the beautiful lake and the downtown, how they've renovated the downtown and reinvigorated. What is that area where the Restoration Hardware is?
Oh, okay. Right. That's called the Third Ward.
The
right.
Third Ward. It's so great. The outdoor cafes and the patios are wonderful there.
It is. Milwaukee really is a fantastic city to live in or near. It's so livable. Everything is accessible. It's quite affordable. I really love it, and I've lived in a lot of other places, even short term. But the fact that we are as close to the lake as we are, I think people forget that we're actually kind of a beach town. And people spend so much time on, in, or near the water, not just in Milwaukee and Wisconsin in general, but Milwaukee folks really are drawn to Lake Michigan, and we spend a lot of time taking care of it and enjoying it as much as possible.
That's awesome. And by the way, my producer, Curtis, camps in Wisconsin. What's the city you camp in?
We go to Lone Rock, Wisconsin.
Lone Rock. Give me another spot nearby.
I can't remember a couple off the top of my head. I think Green Tree is one of them.
Sure.
It's about an hour west of Madison.
Hour west of Madison.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay. That area of the state is so beautiful. You're starting to head out kind of near Spring Green and that
Spring
area.
Green, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, and canoeing down the river when there's just nothing else around and you just see the scenery, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Have you ever camped overnight on the sandbars?
We've seen people do it. We never have.
My buddy has a... So surreal. It's so beautiful. It's so peaceful. It's so calming. It's hard to imagine that you're really only a few hours away from Chicago, for example, when you're staying in a place so beautiful and so so surrounded by nature.
Yeah, it's awesome. And not only that, but you also get just the fact of there's a lot of no light pollution, so the star gazing out there is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is. Those are a lot of the things people really look forward to, particularly on the Wisconsin River, like you're referencing. The canoeing and kayaking experience on that and some of the tributaries is really something that draws people from all over the country.
Can we talk supper clubs? You have Ishnala?
I am happy talking about supper clubs. Ishnala is really a very cool, very special place. I think, you know, people know Wisconsin is known for supper clubs, but the history behind and sort of the tradition behind supper clubs, I think, has a lot to do with the heritage of farm fresh food and people who care about making great food, great beer, and great beverages in general. And Ishnala kind of brings all of the natural beauty of the area and some wonderful, wonderful food all into one place. I mentioned just before the break Mirror Lake State Park and how beautiful and calm the waters are there. Ishnala is actually on a portion of that same Mirror Lake, and the supper club itself kind of jets out over the lake, so you almost feel like you're floating on top of the lake on a cliff. It's a beautiful place. It's a really fun spot. They're known for their Wisconsin old fashions, of course, but they'll make you any kind of cocktail and some really fantastic food while you're there.
And Bob Prosser has been on this radio station. Talk about a nice guy who owns the place.
Yes, he is. He is.
And the Dells are open for business during the summertime?
They are. Again, I'm going to say call ahead, certainly with anything or anywhere you're heading. But Wisconsin Dells, you know, it's a beautiful place just by nature, but it's also built up to be a lot of fun. So you can go for a hike. You can find, all sorts of trails. You could stop at a water park. Lots of them are outdoors. But also, the historical downtown Wisconsin Dells has a ton of really great shops, and I think all those restaurants and shops would love to see you and stop in potentially at a place called Swiss Made Fudge. They're definitely known for making fantastic fudge. And you have to balance out the cheese and, you know, the fish fry with something sweet. So now you're going to need something from there.
So you got the fudge, the fish fry, and, of course, the cheese and the beer. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a great... Mm-hmm. It's just a wonderful state. It really is.
Thanks. I'm glad you think so. I love living here.
By the way, Monroe, Wisconsin, people don't talk about this enough, do they? What's the... there's a cheese store there that's very popular?
Yes, Baumgartner Cheese Store and Tavern is Wisconsin's oldest cheese store, and it opened in 1931. Monroe is actually best known, maybe, for Limburger cheese, which is the only place where Limburger is made. And if you're not familiar with Limburger, it's the world's stinkiest cheese.
Oh, it's terrible.
But people who love it really, really love it. And either you're a stinky cheese person or you're not, but frankly, Limburger is very tasty. And it's great. So Monroe is actually, it's a Swiss community, and loads of other cheeses are produced in that area, and it's sort of in the southern, southwest corner area of the state. Right near the area, or in the area, called the Driftless region. So we were talking about the Wisconsin River and the beautiful scenery. Curtis, you mentioned it. That area is really special. I think a portion of northern Illinois is similarly situated. It's the only spot in North America that was actually spared, or particularly in this region, I mean, was spared by the scraping of the glaciers as they retreated. So it's called Driftless because it did not have glacial drift. So it's really a very unique landscape, and as a result, it's very pastoral. And so, you know, lots of farming and agriculture, a lot of really beautiful rolling green hills and cliffs. So it's stunningly beautiful to just take a leisurely drive on some back country, you know, like country roads, and you know, snack on your road trip cheese.
It sounds wonderful. We're talking with Sarah Meany from Travel Wisconsin. We have a question, Catherine in Naperville. Catherine, what's your question for Sarah?
Hi, Sarah. My son is going to be going up to UW-Milwaukee this year, and we thought we'd take some summer road trips just to kind of get him experience driving up there. And I know you mentioned the Third Ward. Is there anything else in the area that we should kind of look at or explore while we're taking a day trip up there?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm a Milwaukee native, so I probably could talk your ear off on this one. So Third Ward is best known for its cafes, restaurants, and it's kind of, you know, a creative area. It's a converted warehouse area, so a lot of boutiques and shops. It's just south of the downtown area. Of course, you're not going to want to miss the lakefront, and the UW-Milwaukee campus itself is very close to the lakefront. So there are beaches and parks all dotted along the north shore of Milwaukee. And if he has a bike with him while he's at school, he'll have a great opportunity to check out some of those neighborhoods.
Oh, that's
another
wonderful
neighborhood that UW-Milwaukee is in is called the East Side. And so the East Side has a lot of different restaurants and shops. There's a historic movie theater called the Oriental Theater. It's a really, really cool spot to check out. If you have an opportunity to just peek your head inside and look at the really amazing, ornate details and the decor of that place, it's really something to see.
I can't say enough about Milwaukee. If you haven't been there in years, people really need to check it out. The downtown is completely different from years ago.
Well, there's a lot of art, and there's public art everywhere and murals.
Yeah.
But another thing people are so often surprised by is the sheer beauty of that lakefront. I mean, Chicago, of course, has the same lake, right? But the Milwaukee Art Museum happens to be sort of this hub for a lot of activity and bike paths, and it's an amazing, beautiful architectural wonder in and of itself, and it anchors that lakefront downtown area so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely recommend people check that out when they have an opportunity, even to just go inside and look inside the lobby if you don't have time to check out the entire art collection. It is a beautiful, beautiful building right there.
I love that because I will be there in the next 2 weeks. By the way, we're heading up to Minocqua, you know, the Thirsty Whale. I can name off the bars from Minocqua. Thirsty Whale, Little Brown Jug, Otto's. They have that wonderful beer garden. You got the Boathouse.
That's fantastic. Are you guys water skiers at all?
Yes, we are water skiers, absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I learned how to wake surf in Minocqua with friends right there and got lunch at the Thirsty Whale afterwards. So Minocqua is one of those gorgeous, amazing places. It is. My understanding is that it is actually, it's happened and people are working really, really hard to make sure people can stay safe and healthy while still enjoying the beautiful area in that Chain of Lakes region.
I love it. Let's do one more call with Sharon before we go. Sharon, what's your question for Sarah Meany from Travel Wisconsin?
Hi, Sarah. My question for you is, what is there to do in Merrimack besides skiing? My in-laws live up there and I'd like to do something fun.
Oh, well, absolutely. Well, I can tell you, I mean, Merrimack is such a beautiful place. And like so much of the other that region over by the river, the Mississippi River, there's so much water around and so many forests that I would suggest you look into some local trails potentially, and either, I don't know if you're into adventure sports, but if you're going to be up there during the summer months, mountain biking on some local trails would be really great. There's a ferry right there at Merrimack on the Mississippi River. I think it's something that you can kind of do a little bit of homework ahead of time to make sure things are going to be open, and or if you need to make reservations for things like the ferry. But lots of great things in town there, fun shops, and don't forget, you're going to be surrounded by, you know, a lot of freshwater lakes mm-hmm. and a whole lot of forests. The state of Wisconsin is actually 49% covered in forests, so you can kind of get out of Dodge anytime you want and feel like you're in the middle of nature. So I would suggest all sorts of things like that. Outdoor recreation, all four seasons, in Wisconsin, particularly in that region, is a lot of fun.
Love it. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
All right. Sarah, you're the best.
I don't know, but I certainly try. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the state that I love. Oh. And I really hope everybody gets a chance to, step out, be safe, stay healthy, but enjoy your time when you're in Wisconsin.
And everything Sarah talked about today, you can go to travelwisconsin.com. You'll have the listings. You'll have the information. And again, we always stress, please, during this time right now, call ahead if you have any type of mm-hmm. questions or to see if a place is open.
Mm-hmm. And plan ahead by bringing your own equipment. Things like face masks are very much appreciated by people who own the businesses and the communities themselves. So plan ahead, be a good neighbor, but also look out for yourself and stay healthy.
Love it. Sarah, hold on for 1 second. That is Sarah Meany from Travel Wisconsin. All right, quick break. If you're thinking about coming downtown, we're going to talk to Rich Campbell from the Mag Mile Association coming up next. It's 720 WGN.